businesses love your work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, and be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I am David Cadavy. If you want to join us here and love your work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. And if you want the very best of Love Your Work, and you want the gems that I've discovered in my thousands of hours of research into history's greatest creators, all in a short weekly email, sign up for my Love Mondays newsletter. That is at cadavy.net/Mondays. Breaking through resistance to be creative is a battle with your own mind. We learned last week from Dr. Robert Lustig about how commerce is set up to hack your mind into a state of constant wanting, wanting, wanting. But the more you seek satisfaction from the outside world, the harder the time you're going to have finding that satisfaction. That's why I think you should shut off the consumer mind and fire up the creator mind. I'll be talking about that more in today's article. Thank you for sharing my work with your friends and followers. On Instagram, thank you to Tammy Lynn McNabb. Tammy Lynn shares one of my posts about organizing work by mental state and says, if you're struggling to get your stuff done and finding yourself alternately antsy, distracted, and tired, try out this alternate approach to scheduling. Also, thank you to Tom Jepson Creative. Tom talked about a couple of his favorite Love Your Work episodes on his own podcast. On Tom's podcast, The Sideman Designer, he recommended both episode 179 with Sergio Popovich and episode 181 with Eric Zimmer, and he shared about it on Instagram. Thank you so much, Tom. It really helps when you share my work with your friends and your followers. That is why I will do my best to return the favor and give you a shout out on the show here if you do so. Okay, here is the article. Shut down the consumer mind, power up the creator mind. True happiness comes when you stop evaluating and start participating. 3 years ago, I moved from the United States to Colombia. I wanted to cut out distractions and focus on writing. I now realize I wanted to shut down my consumer mind and fire up my creator mind. Making this move from the most consumer-driven culture in the world to the so-called third world helped me do just that. The consumer mind evaluates. The creator mind participates. I'm happier when I use my creator mind. I'm less happy when I use my consumer mind. To my creator mind, I am a part of the world. The world exists so that I can add on to it, so I can create, so I can participate. To my consumer mind, the world is outside of me. The world exists to give me what I want, so I can consume. I need to evaluate so I can demand nicer things, better food, and faster service. My creator mind looks within and sees how to work with what's around me. My consumer mind looks outward and demands someone else gives me what I want. The consumer mind is never satisfied. The consumer mind is a yes, but mind. Yes, I like these shoes, but I wanted them in a different shade of gray. Yes, this food is good, but the chef used a little too much salt. If I'm not careful, the consumer mind can creep beyond my evaluation of things and into my evaluation of people. Yes, I enjoyed my date with her, but she has bad taste in music. Beyond that, the consumer mind can pull you from yes, but to no, no, no. No, I don't like this, that, or the other thing. I demand something better. Give it to me. The creator mind is grateful. The creator mind is not a yes, but mind. It's a yes and mind. Yes, I had that thought, and now I'm going to write it down. Yes, someone asked me that question, and now I'm going to make it into a podcast episode. When the creator mind spreads throughout your life, even problems become opportunities. Yes, this horrible thing happened, and I can't wait to see what I learned from the experience. The consumer mind blames others. The consumer mind is a friend of ego. It has nothing to do with me, says the consumer mind. Someone else messed up. Someone else needs to do better. This package is late. This avocado has a bruise. This barista is too slow. Thinking about how someone else can do better is easier than thinking about how you can do better. The more brain power you use thinking about how someone else can improve, the less brain power you have to think about how you can improve. The ego's job is to protect us from painful thoughts. The consumer mind distracts us from those thoughts. This is why the consumer mind and the ego are best buds. The consumer mind lets the ego slack off a little bit. The creator mind takes ownership. The creator mind is no friend of ego. It's an enemy of ego. How can I make this better? Asks the creator mind. This is my creation, and I want it to succeed. The more brain power you use thinking about how you can improve, the less brain power you have to think about how someone else can improve. The more you work on the tough task of making something, the better you understand when something someone else made isn't 100% perfect. When you use your creator mind, you have to push through discomfort. The ego doesn't like discomfort. The creator mind makes the ego's job harder. Switch off ego and create. The next time you catch yourself using your consumer mind, see if you can use your creator mind instead. It's not always as simple as turning a yes but into a yes and, unless it's, yes, these shoes are the wrong shade of gray, and I'm not going to think about that anymore. Sometimes your consumer mind wants to tell others what to do. Simply by writing it down, you can turn it around to fuel the creator mind. Like Cy Wakeman, former podcast guest, says, quote, you have advice for others? Write down exactly what you think they should or should not be doing and enact that advice in your own life, unquote. The best way to shut down your consumer mind is to fire up your creator mind. The best way to fire up your creator mind is simply to create something. When you make a habit of using your creator mind, you cultivate true happiness, the feeling of contentment, the state of having enough. The consumer mind doesn't understand the concept of enough. This contentment is the natural product of a mental math problem. What do I have to lose by letting my things take over my thoughts? Wouldn't I rather use that energy to put something into the world? If I'm using my consumer mind, I can't use my creator mind. I choose the creator mind. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/cadavy. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Dorena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.